And welcome to another edition of Papa's Basement. I am your host, John Papagiorgio. With me today, the always lovely and vivacious Rachel Oring. Rachel, say hi.
Hello.
Hello, Z's.
What the hell was that music that was playing just now? Seriously, what was that?
What, you don't know the little koala?
No. Is that some old person cartoon from the 70s?
I was playing that because you were prattling on about the tough shit day you just had, and I was trying to cheer you up with something like childish and lighthearted instead of one of our Sopranos beating on a whore clips.
Yeah, well, I mean, if you wanted to cheer me up with something like lighthearted from my childhood, you could play like the Angry Beavers theme song or the Rocko's Modern Life theme song. I know that.
Rocko's sucked. Did you at least know Doug or Ren and Stimpy? I'll at least give you that, but
Doug was the best, except that shit when they moved over to ABC for some reason.
I do not remember that ever happening.
Oh, that happened, and then it went to hell. But when it was on Nickelodeon, it was awesome.
All right.
Doug.
Oh, God. Way to throw me under the bus for being old. let's just get it out there. If you want to listen live to the show, we're on every Saturday, 3 to 4 p.m., www.fcac.org/WEBR. Archives of my show can be found at inpapasbasement.com. Tweet us at Papa's Basement, and if you want to tweet co-host Rachel, who loves being stalked, so bring it, boys. You can tweet her at Gagging Towards. She has a very cute picture up, and it's totally evocative. You know, it just says, I want to be followed.
True. Followed on Twitter and in real life.
Yeah, yeah. If you've ever seen Taxi Driver, she wants you to be the Travis Bickle to her little Jodie Foster.
Oh, my tiny Jodie Foster prostitute.
Yeah,
prostitute
yeah. She was a hooker at age 12. It was a little gross.
Okay.
All right. Well, to cheer you up, if you think you've been having a rotten day, and we are going to get to your rotten day in a minute because you were telling me a little before the show, and I was trying to be, like, really supportive and, you know, cheer you up, but it's also so fucked up, it's funny. It's really funny. I'm not going to lie.
You jerk.
But if you think you've been having a bad day, I got to tell you about the broad I saw when I was leaving the gym earlier. Rachel, insert a joke about me going to the gym.
Oh, you have man boobs.
There we go, yeah. I have tubsies.
How often do you go to the gym? Be honest, like once a month?
For last 3 years, I'd say I'm good for 4 times a week. The past 3 months, I've gotten really lazy, and it's been like once a week just to max out on my bench. I've gotten completely out of shape.
Basically, you just go and, like, your pores start spouting Taco Bell grease. You're like, oh,
I don't even know what I was doing. I threw in the towel. I was with my buddy Rich, who I love. He's built, like, just a cinder block. He weighs, like, 375 pounds, and he's like, screw it. We're just going to eat Burger King, and we're going to max our benches.
God.
And I blew out my elbow doing it, and I said, fuck this. So I'm getting back to general fitness. You know, I've dropped some weight again. I should be back to fighting weight in no time.
Fighting weight, like what, like 300 pounds?
Yeah, you know, high twos. Deuce and a half. Something like that.
Deuce and a half. Are you a sumo wrestler?
It's a sumo culture over there. They pay by the pound.
God. So anyhow, you were at the gym.
I'm at the gym.
Doing something gay.
I'm dry. Exactly. I was doing real lifts. God damn you! Just because you're in a sour mood, I'm trying to tell you about something else that happened that'll cheer you up because her day was worse than yours.
Okay,
I'm pulling out of the gym, and I see a goose. I can only assume you have Canadian geese all over the place as well, right?
Yes.
They've just
in the middle of the road.
Oh, everywhere. They've infested my area. I fucking hate them. I stare at them because my gym's like in an industrial park. They're all over the place. I'm staring out the windows like, fuck you, goose. I want to kill you. So I'm driving home, and I see one, and it's just not moving in the middle of the road. It's completely stunned.
Huh.
And I pretend like I'm going to run it over for 3 seconds. I'm like, ha ha, F you, goose. And I swerve to miss it. And then I see feathers, like, all over the fucking place. And I'm like, no way I clipped it. Nothing of that sort happened. What the shit is causing this?
OMG.
I look at the car in front of me, and they've pulled over. And underneath this car is a goose that this lady clipped. And it is going batshit underneath her car. Oh my god, this thing, it did not give up the ghost on impact. It is going buck fucking wild underneath her car.
Is it all like blood? Did she like drag it underneath her car?
Oh, she must have dragged it like easily 100 yards.
Was it all like bloody and gross?
Oh, we'll get to that.
Oh, God.
I joke about being a piece of human crap, but I decided to be the good Samaritan here. And I pull That's over because I'm like, maybe I can assist this person with their goose situation. This isn't a one-man job.
Okay.
So I pull over and I get out and it's some blonde lady. And she's got tears in her eyes. She looks like she just ran over Old Yeller. Like,
oh,
she's public enemy number one. She's like, what's going on?
Oh, my God.
I'm like, lady, the goose is, like, alive-ish.
Okay.
You know, I don't know if it's like when the baboon went through the telepod in The Fly and it's, like, alive for 5 seconds, just guts flailing everywhere. I don't know what state it's in. It seems like it's somewhat together.
God, that's horrible.
So I look underneath. I look underneath, seeing if I can free it. It's still flailing everywhere, and there's no way I can pop this thing loose. It's like up in the wheel well, kinda.
Oh my god!
It is a freaking show.
Is it like flailing blood and guts everywhere?
Everything is contained within. The beak is bloody, though. It looked like someone had just punched it in the effing beak.
Oh my god! What did she do? What happened? Did you like call the police?
Well, no, it was, she didn't kill a person. I didn't call the cops.
No! What did you do?
I think even if she'd run over a toddler, I wouldn't have called them immediately. I'd have been like, lady, you're in a BMW. We can make this go away.
Was she really in a BMW?
Oh, yeah. She was obviously affluent. She was a well-put-together, older blonde lady. Money.
Like how old?
Mid-40s.
Okay.
You know, there have been.
You'd still hit it if she asked knife.
Oh, I mean, if there were like a dead kid there, you'd see me walking away like 30 minutes later, like zipping my pants back up and holding a bag with a dollar bill sign on the side.
Oh, God. Give her like some sexual healing.
Yeah.
Oh, God. So you didn't call the police.
We didn't call the police.
Anyone?
And not only that, no, what blows my mind, this is kind of an insight, as long as I live, I will really never understand women. Because not only did I pull over, but another blonde, milfish chick pulls over, and she sees what's going on, too. She walks up to the chick, and checks on the chick, and asks, hey, how are you? Instead of any concern for the fucking animal, like, flailing its guts out underneath, she's like, oh my god, I saw, how are you? And starts like embracing the woman and getting into this long conversation.
It's very emotionally taxing to hit an animal.
It's just so funny to me that they're dealing with the emotions of the situation. And I'm like, hello, dying life underneath your fucking 3,000 pound vehicle as we speak.
Oh my god.
So she starts staring at me as the man in the situation. I say that in quotes, you know, the little finger quotes. I'm the man by default.
By default.
And she's like,
you have the shortest hair, so you're the man.
Yeah, she's like, what are you going to do? What are you going to do? I'm like, lady, I don't know what the hell I'm going to do. I mean, I've got a knife in my car, but like, what am I going to do? Stab this goose through the heart and then chop off its wing? Like, I've never killed an animal barehanded like that in my life. I didn't grow up on a farm. I would be crying like worse than the end of Rudy. I would be losing my shit.
You should have at least tried to like.
It would be like, I'm sorry, I'm sorry. Like blood spraying everywhere.
No, but you should have at least like with your foot, like sort of done something with your foot to try to. That's probably what I would have done is try to like kick it out or something.
Well, what happens next? Thank God the goose is like. Obviously still kind of alive. It hasn't given up the ghost quite yet. And it gets its wing free of the wheel well. It manages to dig itself out, God knows how.
Yay!
And it just kind of like plunks itself. Its wing, one wing, is obviously just bashed to hell. And it's got like the bloody beak, but it's still kind of there. It's not like laying its head down and dying.
Okay.
And it plunks itself right outside her car door. And she's still, like, kind of crying. I'm like, lady, look, I'm trying to cheer her up. She seems, like, you know, kind-hearted but dopey. I'm like, lady, look, the goose, it's fine.
So call her lady?
Whatever I said, you know. I said, hey, hatchet wound, check this out.
Be like, hey, bitch, look, the goose isn't dead yet. You didn't fuck it up totally.
You dumb blonde gash, look at this. So I open the door, and she takes one, like, look at the back of this thing. And she, I think, is, like, halfway shocked it's still alive because she really starts crying, and she's in hysterics at that point.
Oh, my God.
The other lady says, look, looks like you guys got it under control. I got to pick up my kid. She gets the hell out of there. She sees an opening. She sees I've kind of taken control of things. She's like, fuck this.
Oh, my God.
Don't need this.
That's really weird. I would not have even bothered stopping.
Well,
if I wasn't planning to, like, stay the whole thing through. Like, what the hell kind of good Samaritan shit is that?
I know, like, I wanted to make sure the goose didn't kill you. Oh,
yeah.
The 10-pound goose didn't wound you in your big metal tank. You're fine. Now I'll leave.
Yeah. Oh, my God. So did you call, like, animal...
Well, that's what I say. She's like, what should I do? I'm like, I think you should call an animal control. You know, if it's still salvageable, they'll put them back together. And if not, they'll put them down humanely.
Yeah.
So I say, hey, take a look. It's fine. She loses her shit. She's now crying in hysterics. She says, we have to move the car so, you know, the thing can try to escape. You need to move my car for me.
What?
She then scoots over in the passenger seat and says, hop on in. You're driving.
Wait, driving where? Were you like, how could the goose not escape?
We're over on the side of the road. The shoulder, and it's crawled out, like, right past the range of the wheels, but not really. And God bless her for having her wits about her and, you know, not forgetting the fact she's a woman and would obviously run this thing over in 2 seconds if left her own. She would run it over a second time. She would fucking run it over a second time.
Oh, no.
So she had her... Oh, no. She had her wits about her enough to say, man, you thing with a penis, get in the car and drive this. Take command of the situation. So,
oh, God. Did you run over it?
No, it moved a little more. Everything was safe. I was just blown away at how this lady was so trusted. I could have been a rapist. You know, this could have been like my trained
weird.
Goose. Like, if you want to
rape goose.
Yeah, this is my pet rape goose. Like, to all my listeners out there, if you're into this whole rape craze that the kids seem to like nowadays, you don't need roofies. You need to take an animal, just throw it into oncoming traffic in front of a woman, and she'll invite you in her car. And not only that, but another blonde will pull over and, like, tape the thing for you. I don't even know.
Yeah. Hug her very closely and caress her softly.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to make her feel better.
I'm, like, seriously about to leave here and, like, get a frozen side of pork and just throw it against someone's windshield. Be like, you hit my pet pig, babe. Look what you did to him. See what'll happen.
Oh, God. Please don't train any rape animals after this experience.
That's my new blog, The Rape Chronicles.
Horrible.
Just rapedog.com, rapecat.com,
no.
rapegoldfish.com.
No. Oh, God, dead animals and rape. This is the worst conversation ever.
Just going to the animal shelter. The animal shelter every 3 weeks.
No.
Oh, my God. Yeah, just falsify the records to say you're an animal rescue.
Oh, my God. Okay, no. Finish the story before I start crying, seriously.
Okay, well, the lady said she had it under control. She was going to call animal control. I wanted to get home and drink a protein shake. The goose, I wasn't going to be able. I'm not powder. I can't put my hands on things and cure them. So I don't know what the shit was going to happen.
Do you honestly think that she called her, or do you think she just drove away?
Oh, she fucking gunned it and aimed for that thing. Killed all the evidence. She got out of there immediately. I guarantee you her son, like, Zach or whatever the hell white name her son
Ethan.
Had. Yeah, Ethan was at soccer practice. She had to go get him.
Oh, my God. That
didn't want to pay the Latina housekeeper another hour.
Oh, God. So, that was a terrible story.
I thought
it
cheered you up.
I feel worse about myself. Why would that cheer me up?
You didn't kill anything today. You didn't kill anything with your car today.
I didn't. That is true.
You were not the victim of a rape animal.
But unfortunately, I didn't get kind caresses from strange ladies either, so...
All right, tell me about your crappy day. You told me. Tell the listeners.
Well, this morning, you know, I took a shower. I have my morning routine. It's set very closely because...
What is that in the background, by the way? That sounds like a tornado warning going off. Oh, wait, that might be my area. We're supposed to have, like, massive thunderstorms that will kill us.
Are you dying?
But as long as it's not... Wait, God. Oh, if I die, you promise you're going to upload this one?
I don't know how. How is that going to happen?
I don't know.
I promise I'll come to your funeral and, like, I'll go up to Will and I'll be like, Will, do you have the tape? He'll be like, yeah, and I'll hand it over and we'll have
And then you guys will just do it.
A knowing embrace.
Do it over my grave.
Oh, yeah. Because I saw that picture of him you tweeted, and I mean, I'm not a huge fan of, like, the shaved head, but...
You wanted to lick syrup off his bald scalp.
Oh, I'd tap that for sure.
Good. Go to hell.
I mean, he didn't look like he had boobs, so I was pretty into that.
Oh, he's a wiry fellow.
That's
And he
cool.
has nipple rings.
Okay, that was the deal breaker.
Oh, really? I thought you were going to go, sploosh.
Man.
All right. Tell us about your horrible day.
Wait, the question about Will's nipple ring, does he hang his sunglasses from him? Because I had a friend in high school, a guy, who got a nipple ring.
I'm a really
ring,
good
and, like,
sex person. Yeah. I do it all the different ways.
No, like, his whole thing, he was so proud of them because he could hang his sunglasses from
it. This isn't the damn Jim Rose circus sideshow. He doesn't, like, hook a car battery up to them and then swing it through a piece of drywall.
A cinder block.
Yeah, no, he doesn't do anything weird with them. They've kind of made his nipples big as far as I can tell, but that's about it.
Have you studied them?
Yeah.
Intensely?
Yeah, you know, every day when I'm looking up with my head in his crotch, scene in The Shining with the bear suit.
Incestuous blowjob.
All right, back to your bad day. Focus.
So anyhow, because, you know, I'm a lazy ass and I like to sleep as long as I possibly can, I tend to cut it close in the morning. So this morning while I was taking a shower, I decided to shave my legs because, as you're well aware, they were in a state of, you know, neglect.
How long? I know you're not getting done, so how long has it been since you shaved? And for all the men out there, I just want you to know, in case you didn't, that if women aren't having sex, it is a disgusting rainforest of pubes and
just...
Yeah,
no good.
It looks like the legs of a fly magnified.
Shut up! God damn it. It's not that bad. Are you talking about since I shaved my legs, or...?
Can you... Before you shaved, could you rub your legs together and play cricket music?
It wasn't that long. No, I mean, it's been like a week, but it was driving me nuts.
How long does it get at a week?
I don't know. I mean, how long does your ball hair get in a week when you don't shave it? Probably that long?
Enough where, yeah, I wouldn't want that on my legs.
No, I don't know. I mean, it wasn't that long, but it was bothering me.
It's bothering me, too, and I haven't even seen it.
The legs are smooth now. I don't... No, what the hell you even care about my hair situation?
I don't want to be presenting a Lilith Fair chick to the listeners. You got to be
hot.
Oh, God.
Hey!
You're wearing Victoria's Secret, you're shaven, you look like a Girl Scout down there. That's what I'm selling, goddammit.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. No, yeah, I'm totally wearing, like, a thong and, like, a really nice bra. But
there we
it,
go.
You know?
There
like
we go.
I have stockings, and, you know, I've got my hair nicely done.
It's kind of a secretary's bun with the glasses. And
you're exactly.
Chewing on the tip of a pen?
I chew on the tips of, like, the glasses.
Okay.
That go over the ears.
Nice.
The parts that go over the ears, yeah.
Nice.
You know, got my red nail polish, my red lipstick.
Remember, if you want to stalk Rachel, tweet her at GaggingTwards on Twitter. Ask her what she's wearing. She likes that. She loves that.
Oh, so much. So, anyhow, so I was running late, so I forgot to get myself to... make myself lunch like I usually do. So at lunch, like, I got one of my other coworkers to go with me to get a sandwich. So we go.
Is this a usual sandwich buddy? What?
Well, I mean, we go out to lunch together a lot at my office. Like, every Wednesday and Friday, a bunch of coworkers, like, we all go out to lunch. And on the interim days, you know, there are a couple people that always are good to go to lunch if you forgot yours. So
the fat
he's
people.
A regular. No.
Okay.
Well.
Yes.
No.
Hey, guys, want to go to Chili's?
Go to Chili's. No, we went to Firehouse.
There you go. The fat person sub shop.
No, it was started by firemen. Firemen aren't fat. Come on.
There's the one fat fireman who can't make it down the pole. I'll catch up to you guys. I'm busy handling the sandwich situation for all of us.
I'll have sandwiches when you guys get back.
Exactly. Come home in one piece and bring your appetites. Okay.
So he ordered first, and then I ordered my sandwich, which was a horrible experience, because, like, you know how when you order the sandwich, it automatically comes, like, fully involved, like, whatever that means? Like,
I've been to Firehouse once. I fucking hated the process. I just want to go to Subway, where I see the shit that can be thrown on top of my sub right in front of me.
Exactly. And, I'm really picky. So I was like, I'd like an Italian sub with turkey instead of ham, and no Italian dressing, and only mayonnaise.
They
like,
must
no
have loved you.
She looked at me like she wanted to stab me. And
I would have, too.
And then she goes to swipe my card, and it was declined.
Was it another white folk making the sandwich, or was it someone a little duskier?
A little duskier.
Oh, okay, yeah, and the white princess comes on in, making her special order.
You shut up!
Go to hell.
I should be able to have it my way. Hey, you shut your face.
Okay.
No, but anyhow, so, like, I go to sit down, and I was like, oh, my card's declined, and, like, the guy was like,
so your car is like, you have no funds on what is it, a debit?
I have no cash. Yeah, it was my debit card. I don't have credit cards. So I can, you know, at least I don't have credit card debt, but, you know, I can't buy a fucking sandwich when I want one.
You don't have a credit card. Suddenly the black chick nodded at you knowingly. Suddenly you're kindred souls again.
Well, no, it wasn't a prepaid debit card, so I don't think she could totally.
So how much was the sub that broke the piggy bank? How much was the sub that didn't clear?
It was like $8. It was an expensive sandwich.
Did you tear it in half and say, like, how about for this much?
No. So
one rib.
I didn't have, like, so I was just like, never mind. And I, like, stomped away. And so, like,
I didn't want it anyhow.
I didn't need any food. That's not why I came here.
Did you, like, station yourself by a trash can and just, like, lick out people's used baskets?
No.
This one's filled with old cheese.
No. So when we sat down, I was like, oh, my car got declined. And, like, my friend didn't even say anything. And, like, so I guess
what can you say in that situation? You know what? No. He should have purchased you food.
Well, so here's the thing: the thing is, when he has forgotten his wallet, I've actually covered lunch for him in the past. So it's kind of when I said that, expecting him to be like, "Oh my God, do you need help or something?" And he didn't. And so he thought that I meant, oh, my card was declined, so I paid with something else, despite my lack of drink.
You were just sitting there.
Like,
this prick let you just sit there and watch him eat. He's like, oh, tough break, kid.
No, what happened was, so he got his sandwich and he had eaten most of it. And at this point, I had put my sunglasses on inside so I could cry and he wouldn't see me.
That's the saddest fucking thing I've ever heard. That fucking dead goose is asking, are you okay?
Goose would have offered to buy me a sandwich.
Yeah, the rape goose.
So he's like 3/4 of the way done with his sandwich, and he's like, where's your food? And I was like, I told you.
God damn. This guy better be like 700 pounds. Like, he better get in and out of his car with a forklift. This is literally the fattest fucking thing I've ever heard in my life.
So I was like, I told you like 3 times my card got declined. And he was like, oh my God, I thought you meant it got declined, but you paid with something else. And I was like, no, I don't have anything else. And he's like, oh my God. He's like, and he was really, really, like, nice about it. He's like, like, do you need me to buy you a sandwich? He's like, are you okay? And I was like,
you don't even ask. That's such a dick move. You just say, look, here's my card. Get a sandwich.
No. So I'm like crying behind my sunglasses, but I was like, what am I
trying to play it all cool with your tear streaked cheeks, sunglasses? Who the fuck do you think you're fooling? You're like Ray Charles trying to pretend he can see. Hiding his crazy eyes.
No, I was like, and then when I was like, it's too late, never mind. he awkwardly finished his sandwich and we left.
It's too late.
And then I got back to work and I had all these snacks, like, for my diet, because I eat like 8 times a day around the office. And I was like, I'll just have some string cheese. And I started eating string cheese, and, like, it tasted like a moldy towel smell. But
how
like,
old was it? I thought you were supposed to refrigerate it. Was it at least in the refrigerator?
It was refrigerated in the individual vacuum pack.
Because you're talking about it tasting spoiled, like I picture it just hidden behind your bad pens. Way down in the desk drawer.
Yeah, well, I had it, you know, in the bag under my
cheese.
Desk.
My cheese. Nom, nom, nom.
Shut up. No, the expiration date said August 2010, but I don't know. It tasted bad. And then I had, like, some edamame, but I knocked the cup with my elbow.
What is that again?
It's the soybeans.
Did you request that on your sub? Is that why the black girl hated you?
No. I'm not that white. Come on.
She was like, Edda who? Sorry.
Edda what? No. But, no, I had it, like, at work to snack on, and, like, I had a cup of it, and I elbowed it off my desk, and it fell all over the floor, and I was just like, God damn it!
Oh, God. So did the bad day end there, or was there more?
No, it didn't! So, like, I'm on my way home, I'm driving on my way home, and my mom calls me and is like, the cable is cut off, and I was like, God damn it!
I'm sorry. Like, anytime. I'm not going to throw you under the bus. It actually happened to me like 4 or 5 days ago. I was at my mom's with my bro, and we were watching like King of the Hill on DVR.
Uh-huh.
And the cable cut off for us, and we almost fucking killed her right there.
Yeah. No, it's horrible because the problem is like. I signed up for paperless billing,
yeah.
But I forgot that I had, and I was rifling through the mail, and I was like, where's the bill? I was like, we never got a bill. What the hell? And then, like, I called them, and they're like, oh, because I paid last month's bill, so I was like, I paid in April. I was like, why the fuck wouldn't it, like, why would you cut off the cable? But, like, it was weird because, like, they charge me for May, which was past due, and then they, like, pre-charge you for June, and, like, since I hadn't paid that yet, they were
you
like,
pay
oh,
at
we're
the beginning of the, you pay for the cable ahead of time.
Yeah, well, apparently I didn't realize that. So the bill was, like, freaking, like, $300. It was horrible, and so I had to, like, call and beg and be like, I'm getting paid tomorrow, and I'm, like, crying, and I'm like, please turn our TV on, we have nothing
You're
to
like,
do.
You're like, I'm a full C cup, help me out.
But, like, the little Mexican guy in the other room was, like, a total dick about it. And I was like, dude.
Everyone brown in your life wrongs you. I'm seeing a trend here.
No, he was
was
like,
there
really...
a shifty Puerto Rican that also did something to you?
No, but he was, like, mumbling in his phone. And, like, I couldn't hear what he was saying. And I'd be like, excuse me? And he'd get, like, really pissed off. And I was like, dude, talk on the phone. That's what you do for a living. Talk,
Blanca Diablo,
right?
Puta.
So, like... So that was really horrible, and then...
But that was it, right?
No!
Proceed.
I had to return something at Walmart, which I don't even have to go into that one. I think anyone who's been to Walmart and tried to return something...
I have a great Walmart return story where I tried
fully aware
to return fraudulent merchandise, and they pulled out and started checking on the serial numbers in front of me.
Oh, my God. Wait, you stole shit and you tried to return it?
Okay, I bought a computer recently. It did not have a wireless card in it. My former roommate left me a wireless card that was like 4 years old, wouldn't work on the computer. So I'm like, fuck it, I'll go to Walmart, I'll buy one that looks like almost exactly like it, switch them around in the box, ta-da.
Oh, God.
So
what are you doing?
I buy it, I literally just swap them in the car, walk back in, I'm like, yeah, this piece of shit didn't work on my computer. Fucking vigilant little Asian broad. Damn them and their nimble hands and their math skills. She immediately pulls it out of the box and starts comparing it to the serial number on the side of the box, which I had missed up until that point. So she's like, this doesn't match up. Did you maybe, like, get confused? And I'm like, yeah, that must be it. So she's like, well, you know.
Retard.
So then she tries to play it smooth, even though she's already blown her cover. She's like, yeah, maybe we can help you. Let me get my manager. So I literally jump the counter and stand in front of her. And I'm like, no, that's cool. I know exactly where the real one is. I'll be back with that. And I steal it from her and run outside before anyone can catch me. And to keep up with the leitmotif of this episode, I then was working in a real shitty neighborhood that was the, you know, a lot of people the same color as your friend at Firehouse. And I was like, they're not going to pay attention to that shit. And I walk up to their Walmart return line, and it's just like 15 people, you know, returning their clothes. And sure enough, the guy doesn't check a damn thing. I got my cash in 5 seconds. So I love black people is what I'm trying to say. As you have an issue with them, which I don't appreciate.
I have no issue with them. Obviously, you have an issue with Asian people, which I take great offense to.
December 7th, 1941. Never forget it.
Fuck you.
Never forget.
So, yeah. So, like, I went to return those shitty headphones that I tried to use for your stupid show that I bought that apparently don't work for Macs.
Yeah.
Which it says in very fine print on the back, which I didn't realize.
How the hell is headphone technology different for anything? There's literally one jack.
I really don't understand. And then I notice on the box in big letters, it's like, great for listening to music, PC gaming.
Oh, so they're telling you what the headphones are great for. Like, shove it up your urethra with a big red slash through it. Not recommended for.
Oh, God. Yeah, it was. So I was really pissed off. And then this freaking old lady in front of me was like, I walk up and I was like, great, one person. I'm golden.
What color was the old lady?
Well, she was sending a money order. That should narrow it down.
Oh, why do you have to take it here all the time? Everything that your rage is directed against.
I wasn't directed at her. I'm directed at people who send money orders.
Cable box died, did you call it the N-word?
No.
Okay, I'm just making sure. I can't have you on these airwaves.
You sound like an asshole, you jerk.
Okay.
Anyhow, there's this old lady doing a fucking money order, and then some guy who was, like, yelling at the manager because, like, he bought a video game, opened it, and tried to return it, and they wouldn't take it back. And he was, like, yelling at him, and I was just, like, I was about to cry.
This is your life. Did you have on your crying shades?
Did.
Anytime you talk about your crying shades, I'm just picturing Roy Orbison and his shades singing crying. Except it's you. Your little girly voice singing crying.
Fuck you.
That's it.
Anyhow.
Rachel Orbison. Granddaughter of.
God damn it. No. So I get up there, and I thought, because you know at Target how they do that thing where if you don't have your receipt, they'll swipe your debit card to, like, prove that you bought it? I get up there, and I was like, oh, I don't have my receipt. Do you do that thing where you swipe the credit card? And the guy was like, no. And then automatically just starts scanning it and just swipes a fucking, like, gift card. And I was like, you piece of shit.
So you have a nice Wally World gift card now?
Oh, yeah. $20 gift card.
Use on razors for your legs?
Yeah, I was like, on the plus side, I guess I can get a 30-pack of toilet paper or something.
Oh, God.
And so that was horrible, and I stormed out of Walmart, and I was all angry. And then I went to Wendy's to get dinner.
Emotional eat much?
No.
So which part of Wendy's is on this diet that you're eating, you know? You're eating your edamame and all that crap throughout the day.
No, I had a
edamame? What the hell is it? Edamame.
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 I got a side salad and chicken nuggets.
Sounds like a tribal chief's daughter.
Shut up. No. So then I get there and, like, I ordered...
You got what? Excuse me? Repeat that.
I got a side salad.
And?
And chicken nuggets.
Two orders, according to your Twitter.
Yeah? Well, no, because, like, the dollar chicken nuggets are 5-piece, and I was going
to... Oh, I'm intimately aware. I used to literally break down my paychecks as X amount of nuggets.
So anyhow, so I ordered a 10-piece, not realizing that they were going to give me 2 5-pieces.
Mm-hmm.
And so there was so much stuff in the bag that there was, like, I looked in the bag, and I noticed that, because we got chili, and you have to get, like, the hot sauce for the chili, and I noticed they didn't have the hot sauce, and I was like, and I made them give me extra dressing for the salad.
You brown Dickens, give me what's like, mine.
No, it was some, no, it wasn't. It was just this, like, weird, trashy white guy who kept, like, looking at me real creepy, and mm-hmm. I was like, give me the hot sauce, you jerk. So I get home. And I start unpacking this bag full of, like, a burger and chili and salads and all this stuff. And I realize that my chicken nuggets were not in there. But they had remembered to put the sauce in for the chicken nuggets.
Such a fuck you. Here's your sauce.
I've
heard the sweet and sour is really great if you stir some tears into it, though. Did you try it?
It is. It is great. So I started crying.
Again. God, why didn't you tell me? I would have totally, like, gotten Orbison's crying as an MP3. Every 5 seconds, you could just hear, crying over nuggets.
Shut up. No, so my mom was really awesome, and she drove down there and hopefully either gave them an evil eye or bitched them out about it, and she brought me
evil eye.
Yeah, she's really good at that.
Are you fucking Romanian? What is this? Your family of gypsies?
Yeah. Well, she does evil and then she spits on the ground.
Yeah. And then
curses at them and
and she
in
cures
Hungarian.
Your physical ailments with Windex.
She plays like an old like violin like with a hole in it. It's only got like 4 strings on it.
Do you have a family monkey that you panhandle with?
Yeah.
Mr. Bips.
We only pay for things in gold coins,
yes.
Which we keep in velvet pouches. So that was my day.
Yeah.
So wow. Yeah.
Poor you.
It was horrible. It was a really terrible day. Tomorrow better be really awesome, is all I got to say.
It God will be. This podcast is going to be a huge hit.
Yay! Probably not, because no one cares about your stupid goose story, you jerk.
Shut up! The goose was amazing. He died so I could have a good fucking story, because I had nothing until that bastard got hit.
It's true. Well, you know, you could talk about what you did over your weekend, because I bet that was probably just as terrible as my day was.
Oh, well, okay, if we're going to throw each other under the bus, I spend my weekend attending Grand Prix DC, which is a...
What is that?
It's a magic tournament, Magic the Gathering.
Oh, God.
Which is played to this day, even though people just remember it from 15 years ago. Now, I just want to say I didn't participate.
Yeah, you did.
I didn't participate. I play online, which makes me a lot better.
I feel
like someone who does heroin but only snorts. I'm looking at the junkies shooting up between their toes and just clucking my tongue. No.
It's not any better if you play online if you still, like, wear the cape while you're playing.
I don't do any of that. I play in my underwear as I lie in my own filth.
Your tidy whities.
Yeah, drinking Yoo-Hoo by the gallon.
Oh, God.
Asking mom to bring meatloaf.
Drinking Mountain Dew.
Yeah, God, that's it. Yeah, Mountain Dew and Jolt.
For gamers.
I don't even know if they make Jolt anymore, but that was
I don't think they do. How old are you, Jolt? What the hell is
48.
That?
48. We weren't allowed to drink Jolt during the war because the troops needed all the caffeine they could to fight Kaiser Bill.
Well, all the aluminum for the bombs.
That too.
Did you have a victory garden?
Yeah, and my mom couldn't use pantyhose. They needed to save... They needed to save the nylon, and I'm trying to think what else. Our tires were made of wood. We had to whittle our own tires so they could use the rubber. Anything else?
Okay, old man. So you went to a magic tournament.
I went to not a magic tournament, the biggest magic tournament that has ever taken place in the Americas. This was like 2,000 geeks, and nice. I'm not going to throw
Your face abscess, did you totally fit in?
No, I still looked pretty normal, and that was kind of what blew me away. Like, 15 years ago, while I hated these people and found them gross even then, they kind of used to be my, to at least some extent, my peer group. Mm-hmm. When I'd play the paper cards, I would go to tournaments now and again and play against these guys.
Oh, God.
Now, there's a reason the instant they made the online version, I got the fuck out of this game. And just, yeah. You know, I sold all my paper crap and just wanted to play online. But it just, it took me back seeing these guys, and it reminded me of my youth, and just,
But in the really bad way that you're really glad you're an old man now?
Kind of, like, because I grew up, and I've, you know, I've touched a boob now. You know, I've done a lot with my life. But,
you're like, I've done a lot with my life. I've had sex with three chicks.
Yeah, you know, and I saw, like, a fourth one's cooter once.
Well, that's good.
And it just, it made me laugh because there was always something weird and twisted in me, though. Like, even when I was among these nerds and these, you know, this was my peer group, I still remember whenever I would go to play Magic on Friday night at the little, it was called the Game Parlor. It's still around. Mm-hmm. It's Chantilly, Virginia. The Game Parlor.
So
yeah.
Hot. Mm-hmm.
Whenever I would go to the Game Parlor with my friends, like, we were always, we would play Magic, but we would always be doing drugs at the same time or using the Magic as a way to hide our drugs. Like, we would, if you've ever seen, it come Magic comes in these deck boxes, okay?
Mm-hmm. Is it like a cigar box?
Well, it was the perfect size to hide a pack of smokes.
Oh, yes.
And so whenever we would go to the Game Parlor, we would each bring our pack of smokes in one deck box. And then we would use the terms within the game as, like, drug slang so we could fucking talk about doing drugs later right in front of our parents.
What?
Yeah, like, okay, in Magic drug code, if you were talking about a green deck, that meant marijuana. And so if you said...
That's not obvious at all.
Well, in Magic, there's like all, you know, okay, to
hey,
completely...
Hey, did you bring your weed deck?
Yeah, yeah, to completely derail the show and take any ounce of respectability and coolness out of this, there's five colors of mana within Magic. There's the red, the green, the black, the blue, the white. But,
I don't know if you know this, but I have automatically become, like, completely clothed. Like, I'm wearing a full parka now.
Really?
I have a chastity belt. Like, the minute you said that, like...
I pictured your vagina closing like a Venus flytrap.
Yeah, it just clamps shut. So there's, like, a little sign.
Yeah.
This is, like, closed for the winter. It's, like, it's done.
Yeah.
None of that.
The hair's already grown back. The defensive coating. But we would say that all the time. It would be like, hey, my friend sold me a $20 green deck in class today. We can play Magic all night long, buddy.
Oh, God.
And we would do the robo-trip, and we loved us some Tussin. And Tussin was a red deck. So it would say, hey, I brought three red decks for the three of us. We're covered for the night.
Well, how do you have a bottle of Robitussin in...
That we just bought at CVS. We didn't hide that in the deck boxes. But we hid weed, little pipes... and cigarettes in the deck boxes. It just took me back seeing these guys in their black, like, Rush t-shirts and Napalm Death and Meshuggah. And it's just like, could you dress, like, in a way that scared off pussy a little more? Like, you're already ugly as shit. Could you not, you know, like, let's just throw the hygiene out the window while we're at it. Let's dress in a shirt that, like, says, I support the rape animal program.
Like, wear a tux? I mean...
I just... Something, goddammit. Where... What the hell do the normal kids wear? The normals.
Not like you would know, old man. No. The normies. I don't know. Jeans and...
Yeah, wear jeans and wear a shirt. And if you're...
V-neck t-shirts. That's what the hip kids are wearing.
All right, a V-neck t-shirt. And if you're, like, 90 pounds, don't try to be tough by just smoking cigarettes and wearing a t-shirt with a skull on it. Hit the gym. Conversely...
Were there a lot of jeans with large leg diameters?
Oh, my... Yeah, they're called, what, JNCOs or something?
JNCOs.
JNCOs. I thought those things died in, like, 1996.
They don't sell those anymore. How? They either still have the same ones from 7th grade or... I don't know. There must be like some sort of black market trade in JNCOs.
I thought they were like legally banned. Like that's how the Columbine kids snuck an entire armory into their school, up their pants legs.
Yeah, I don't.
Those things shouldn't be worn unless they're crowned with a Marilyn Manson t-shirt. And yet these little weirdos had them all
oh,
the
God.
Fucking time. And it gave them a weird little wizardy look. You know what I mean?
Yes.
They looked like, what's his name? Orko from He-Man? The little shit.
I don't know.
You don't know. You don't even know the fucking
70s?
Little koala. What the hell?
He-Man from the 50s?
He-Man, yeah, he's from 1864.
Okay.
I think that's when He-Man came out.
Does he ride around on a steam-powered vehicle?
Yes.
And a
everything is.
Gin?
What the fuck are we talking about? Yes, he mangles his colored enemies in cotton gins. That's He-Man's gimmick. Are we going to go about George Washington Carver and some peanut jokes next? We already got our Eli Whitney cotton gin joke fix in.
God, I'm going to try to throw like an Upton Sinclair joke in there, possibly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. Rat poop and some sausage.
The jungle.
And,
okay, so were there girls there? I mean, were there lots of Wiccans?
There were some grody girls.
Did anyone have pewter statues of dragons?
No, but they used weird little counters. You need sometimes counters within the game, and they would use
They had 20-sided die.
Oh, those were everywhere. And little glass beads for your life total. Oh, it was just so bad. But yeah, about the women, I would say half. 85% were really gross. But the 15% there were maybe fives and sixes, and I've never seen a five look like a fucking 12 before. If you want to look like the hottest piece of ass on earth, I'm talking like Cindy Crawford in her Diet Pepsi commercial, go to a magic tournament and wear something remotely sexy.
Nice.
Oh,
just,
my God.
Softly lit. There's music playing around them. God.
Yeah, yeah. Just some Miles Davis.
Are a white shade. She's really hot.
It was bad. It was bad. But yeah, there's my weekend.
You're a loser.
Trip in the time machine to see how far I've come. Exactly.
So did you hit on any of the gross Wiccan chicks?
No. God. Come on. A little credit. I was I want to bang you and leave a mana pool on your tummy. And she was well said, sir. And then we fucked. No.
Oh, God. You just made a magic sex joke.
Magic sex joke.
If there is a god, you will never get laid again.
With or without, that's a fair possibility.
You're just painting such a charming picture of yourself on this show, just all the time.
My man tits, my rape pets, my love of greasy Wiccans.
Taco Bell grease.
Let's just say the rapper ain't the only 50 Cent, okay? We'll leave it at that.
What? I don't even know what that means.
A 50 cent piece. Similar circumference.
Oh, God.
Track with me.
Wouldn't that be a dollar if you had two giant nipples?
Yeah, I'm a Sacagawea coin.
Sacagawea.
That's the most use that thing's ever gotten.
Oh, God. Well, it sounds like you are a winner.
I am a winner, and I think we have put on some sufficient entertainment here, and I'm now hearing the tornado warning going off again in the background.
Oh, God. I think I'm going to go put my sunglasses on. My crying shield.
Your crying shades, yeah. Wear them to the funeral, as you do my brother, over the soft soil.
Maybe.
All right. Well, Rachel Oring, I want to thank you for your appearance once again on Papa's Basement. As you pretty much are, you know. The co-host tends to be on the show a lot. Funny how that works.
That's really weird. I've never picked up on that.
Uh-huh. But Rachel, plug your crap real fast.
Well, I have a website called Gagging Towards Bethlehem.
Not a porn site, much as the Gagging Towards would suggest that.
Actually about food.
Okay. What is it, a bulimia website? Gagging Towards Bethlehem?
No, because I am picky. Okay. I gag a lot.
Yeah, you're obviously picky with your side salads and chicken nuggets. Proceed.
You shut your dirty face.
Go put on your tear glasses.
Your goddamn face abscess.
All right. So
if you'd like to tweet me, you can tweet me at Gagging Towards, and I will keep everyone who follows me fully abreast of my Wendy's goings-on.
And people, we both love getting tweeted. I'm Papa's Basement, at Papa's Basement. You can follow us on Facebook. And websites in papasbasement.com. But we love getting comments on the website, getting tweeted, at us on the Facebook again. It makes me happy to know I'm doing something with my life, goddammit.
Not much, but yeah, sure.
Screw you. All right. She was Rachel Oring. I am John Papagiorgio, and we are out of here.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about. Nothing to critique. Great show. Great guest tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah. You're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me, and I don't love nobody.
Then he said penis.
Yeah. Then he said masturbation.
Then he said vagina. That was cool.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb, but I'm on my way.